I have an uncle through marriage who is a taxidermist. His name is Pete. He's a great guy. And his full-time job is processing the animals others hunt and preparing them for display. Their area high school is hosting a career day, and one of the seniors thought it would be neat to invite a taxidermist to come and teach about taxidermy. So he called up Pete and invited him to come and teach. Pete agreed, and he prepared to teach a classroom full of guys and maybe a few girls the ins and outs of taxidermy. He even brought along a freeze-dried fish and freeze-dried bird for show and tell about taxidermy. The day came for career day, and he joined in with the other guests and students in the cafeteria. And finally, one of the staff came up to him and asked, "Excuse me, sir, are you Pete Schweitzer?" He said, "I am." He said, "Oh, well, follow me. We have your class ready." So Pete followed them from the cafeteria to the class, where he was scheduled to teach for 45 minutes about taxidermy. And when they stopped at the classroom door, Pete was impressed. The students were already in class, eagerly awaiting a seminar on taxidermy. And right there on the door was a sign with his name and his class. This was a first-class operation. He had his own nameplate, his own classroom, and right there in large, bold print, Pete Schweitzer, tax attorney. Misunderstanding strikes again. Good day, Simplify listeners. You're listening to LJ Harry, and you're listening to Misunderstood Motive on Simplify. That is a misunderstanding. He walked into a classroom full of girls, wanting to make it rich, ready to hear from a tax attorney on how he made it rich. Instead, Pete told me they heard from a taxidermist who made it poor. But since he was there, hey, why not a little show and tell about the bird and the fish? Somewhere, somebody said taxidermy, and somebody else heard tax attorney. Anybody listening has ever been misunderstood and lived to tell about it, you can tell about misunderstanding. Misunderstanding seems harmless, but don't let its shy shoulder shrugs fool you. Misunderstanding has slain its fair share of friendships, relationships, marriages, work relationships. Misunderstanding reigns on the just and the unjust. It happens to all of us. If you've ever sent or received a text message, then you have felt the razor-sharp blade of misunderstanding. If your friend texts you and asks you if you want to get some Timbits, that's for all of my Canadian friends up there, and you text back, "Whatever, I don't care," that could be heard as, "Whatever, I don't care," or "Whatever, I don't care," which is why God made emojis and happy faces and gifts and memes and rainbows and unicorns to fend off the sharp sword of misunderstanding. Misunderstanding has stood at the foot of many caskets, at many funerals, and made many widows, many orphans, all of them the victims of misunderstanding. The Bible highlights one of those lowlights from misunderstanding. King David was still getting his feet wet as king. One day during a cabinet meeting, somebody asked King David, "Hey, what do you think about a logo for the Star of David?" They put their heads together and said, "Hey, what do you think about, I don't know, maybe a blue star, 6 points?" They said, "Done." "Okay, last agenda item before the day is done. Your Majesty, did you hear about Nahash, king of Ammon? He died last night." David said, "Oh, that's too bad. He was good to me." King thought back to the time when he fled from Israel's jealous king Saul. While he was on the run, Nahash, king of Ammon, did something kind for David. The Bible doesn't tell us what. He may have opened his doors to him. He may have sent him a basket of Sherry's berries. But Nahash showed kindness to David while he ran from Saul. And now that David was king, he wanted to return kindness for kindness and pay his respects to a fellow head of state and doubtless congratulate Hanun on being crowned king. So David called a delegation together, laden them with gifts, and sent them into Ammon. When they crossed into Ammon's borders, word made it quickly to the new king of Ammon that David's delegation was in town. At one quick glance at the caravan would tell you these were servants, not soldiers, and they came to pay their respects to a man whose father had just passed away. They had an audience with the newly crowned king and told him why they were there, but here's where the story turns dark. Here's where the minor chords and minor key starts to play on the pipe organ. The higher-ups in Ammon asked their higher-up, Do you really think David sent these men here to comfort you? Don't you think he sent them to spy out the city so they can come back and take over? Don't you think he's using your time of grief to spy on us so he can destroy us, kick us while we're down? And they stood there in front of their king, stroking their beards, eyebrows up. And Hanun sat there and thought. His blood began to boil at their simple suggestion. Maybe David did send them here to spy out the land. Maybe David is trying to kick me while I'm down. So he slammed his fist down and he ordered his guards to seize these out-of-order, out-of-towners. He searched his mind for the most humiliating way to humble these disrespectful and discourteous men, and he found one. He ordered his men to shave off half their beards and cut off half their robes, the height of humiliation. But why? Why would Hanun treat his guests who came with such respect with such contempt? Why dishonor men who came to honor his father? Why dare risk war with the strongest nation in the world? It's because Hanun listened to the wrong voices in his life and misunderstood David's motives. Hanun thought, his men thought, they knew why David was doing what he was doing. But neither he, nor they, nor any of us can ever truly know why somebody does what they do. That's a motive, and we don't know. All Hanun had to do was talk to David. It would have taken time, it would have cost postage and mileage, but it would have saved him and thousands of his soldiers' lives if he just picked up a pen to write to David rather than pick up a razor to humiliate David. Please don't make the same mistake Hanun made. He thought he knew why David did what David did, but he didn't. He thought he knew David's motive, but he didn't. Jeremiah tells us that our heart is so deceitful and desperately wicked, we don't even know our own heart. So don't assume to know someone else's heart or someone else's motives and reasons why they said or did or wrote or typed or texted what they said or did or wrote or typed or texted. You may not know their whys and wherefores. And you will save yourself slain friendships and relationships by simply asking them why they did that, rather than going to war because you think you know why they did that. When David heard the news that the men he sent to honor Hanun were humiliated by Hanun, David was livid. And when Hanun heard he was livid, Hanun marshaled an army and went to war with David. By the end of the war, thousands of Syrian soldiers for hire lay dead all over the battlefield. After all the fighting, all the bloodshed, all the wounded, all the dead, it was finally over. After 40,000 funerals, it was finally over. But why did it ever start? It started because one man misunderstood another man, and he wasn't man enough to admit he was wrong. Before you go to war over a misunderstanding, go in peace to the person you may have misunderstood. You might save your friendship. You might save a relationship. You may save your job. You may save your marriage. You might even save your own life. Would you pray with me right now? And let's ask the Lord to help us. To help us not to assume someone else's motives, but to help us to be humble enough to admit we don't know why somebody has done what they've done, but to have the courage and to be spirit-filled and spirit-led enough to be willing to go to them and ask them to save a relationship. Jesus, I thank you today. Thank you for writing this story into the Bible to show us the deadly results of misunderstanding. I ask you today to help us to be humble enough to admit we don't know why others have done what they've done, and courageous enough to go to them, to ask them. Help us, Lord, I pray, to save relationships and marriages and jobs and even our own lives. Help us, God, I pray, not to make the same mistake Hanun made or David made, but to be courageous enough to go to others and ask them so we can save a relationship. I pray this today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Here's something to listen for and look out for. If you hear anybody say, I know why they did that, you can honestly say, no, you don't. You might think you do, but you don't. You need to go to them and ask them. Then and only then could you truly know why somebody has done what they've done. I hope this episode has helped you. I hope it's challenged you. And I hope the next time you'll make the right steps whenever you may have misunderstood somebody else. If this episode blessed you, I want to hear about it. Let me know on social media. You can find me on Instagram at LJ and Andrea. You can find me on Facebook at LJ.Harry. I want to know if Simplify is being a blessing to you. You can also let others know. If you're enjoying this podcast, you can let them know about Simplify. You can let them know about the devotional that launched this podcast, Simplify, 52-week devotional called Simplify, aptly named, and you can buy it on Amazon or PentecostalPublishing.com. And let me give you a little update on our downloads war we've got going on right now. The states of Ohio and California are marking out the greatest amount of downloads, which is where we were just about a week ago. In fact, this month, the month of August, California has bypassed the great state of Ohio. 123 downloads to Ohio's 104, but Tennessee is right there in a close third place at 92. So let's keep it going. Keep listening. If you missed a few episodes, go back and listen to some more. Share with others and let them know about Simplify. To my friends up there in the north in Canada, Ontario still holds a pretty strong lead, 38, over British Columbia's 11. So it's kind of the war of the regions in Canada. And speaking of regions, if you're anywhere near Toledo, Illinois, in central Illinois, and you've got a fish or deer or any other kind of wildlife that you want to have taxidermized, to reach out to Hunter's Choice Taxidermy, Pete Schweitzer, not tax attorney, he'll do a great job for you. I want to share with you something the Lord has shared with me, and it is called One Gift God Won't Accept. That's next week, and I look forward to sharing that with you, and always look forward to walking closer with Jesus as we walk through Simplify.